As Jesus passed by, two blind men followed him, crying out, "Son of David, have pity on us." When he entered the house, the blind men approached him, and Jesus said to them, "Do you believe that I can do this?" "Yes, Lord," they said to him. Then he touched their eyes and said, "Let it be done for you according to your faith." And their eyes were opened. Jesus warned them sternly, "See that no one knows about this." But they went out and spread word of him through all that land. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
All right, show of hands, who got candy last night? Okay, decent amount of people, handful. It's St. Nicholas' feast day. At least I have the tradition, many of you as well, that we stick our shoes out and then our parents fill it with candy or St. Nicholas. Based on the tradition of St. Nicholas, we need to sneak in and drop gold coins to the poor and sometimes other gifts. Some of our servers even said they got chocolate gold coins last night. So, too perfect. This is our tradition of Christmas based off St. Nicholas and the many, many gifts he would give and his generosity. This time, this day, where we celebrate just the generosity of the Lord and the generosity he wants us to have in our hearts. Today in our gospel, there's one gift in particular the Lord wants to talk about. Before we get to that, if we got the best gift this Christmas, say we got the best basketball you could get, the NBA uses, maybe get some, I don't know, board game, video game, we get all those gifts, what if we just kept it in the box? No, this basketball is too perfect. I'm not going to touch it. No, we might scratch the discs. Let's not doubt the gift. We're not using the gift at all then. The gift the Lord says he wants to give us today, one of his best gifts, the gift of faith. Faith is to believe in what the Lord has told us, to trust him that well. But faith is, first of all, a gift. Faith is not something I have to muster myself, just make myself believe harder. Faith is a gift that God gives to us. But just like the best Christmas gift ever, we have to open it. We have to use it. God gives us the gift of faith, and we have to use it. We have to use those muscles and believe in him and trust in him. In moments when it's especially hard to believe in him, we have to turn to the Lord and say, "God, you gave me the gift of faith. I still trust you." I love our gospel today because the blind men are so bold, so zealous, and they believe in the Lord and they trust him. So much so that they'll go willing to follow him around through town and saying, "Please have pity on us, heal us." And Jesus asks this question, "Do you believe that I can do this for you?" The way he phrases it, it's almost as if he holds them by the shoulders and goes, "Do you believe I can do this?" In our own lives, when we have to ask the Lord for gifts, when we struggle to have faith, when we struggle to trust him, Jesus grabs us by the shoulders and asks us the question, "Do you believe that I can do this?" We're not allowed to just like, maybe he can help us, maybe he can help a bit, I don't know, maybe he's all right. Jesus looks us in the eye when we have natural sight and need our supernatural sight. And he asks us the question, "Do you believe?" And the answer has to be yes or no. There's no in between. There can be a Jesus, "I don't really get it, but yes, I believe you can do this for me." Let us ask the Lord for more faith, a gift he always gives to us when we ask him. And then let us use that gift he's given us. And let us trust him, especially when it's hard.